This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel in for Bill Radke. And you listen to KUOW, so you already know about Hanford and how America doesn't know what to do with its nuclear waste. Well, HBO's John Oliver is just finding out about this. Take a listen.
And over the years, there have been so many issues at Hanford that they've achieved a dubious honor, as one local news station reported, with an almost prideful tone.
The most contaminated place in the entire Western Hemisphere isn't at a polluting factory or an old chemical plant. It's right here in Washington State.
Oh, it's right here. We did it, guys. Washington State, home to the most contaminated place in the Western Hemisphere. Thousands of acres of apple orchards and several of Ted Bundy's grisliest murders. We did it right here.
We did it. Anna King is with us. She's a reporter with the Northwest News Network. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So you live near Hanford and you've been reporting on Hanford for us for a decade. John Oliver thinks this is good for a laugh, what's happening there at the nuclear reservation. Are you laughing about this?
You know, it's laughter in a macabre kind of way, I guess.
Fair enough.
You know, if you live right at Hanford's door, you don't laugh about it as much as others might. And I just think that it's kind of one of these things where reporters from out of town in New York City or Boston or from the New York Times, they come sometimes to Hanford and they're like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. And we're like, yeah, we know. And so it's always kind of amusing to see the reactions and get reminded a little bit about, you know, the dire situation out here. It's nice for me every now and then to see it through fresh eyes.
Well, as you just pointed out, sometimes reporters come from other places and they're amazed at what they see there. Why do you think interest in Hanford comes in waves like that?
I think every, 5 to 6 years, we have a major incident at Hanford. I've been here long enough where I've seen several of these come and go. And it kind of wakes everyone up, you know, a tank starts leaking or a tunnel collapses,
right,
or something else happens out here. And it kind of is just like that little reminder to everyone, oh, yeah, there's a big, huge nuclear waste cleanup site at our back door and we should pay attention to that. And then, you know, the interest kind of spins up and everybody reports on it for a long time, you know, like in a more focused way, and then it kind of drifts away, and then there's several of us reporters that keep reporting on Hanford in the in-between years, and then after that, another incident happens, and it kind of starts the cycle over. But I've been through several of these.
Well, you mentioned that tunnel collapse that happened recently. We talked to you a few times during that tunnel collapse to figure out what happened, why it happened. John Oliver talked about the tunnel collapse too, and how that tunnel was made out of wood.
Yeah. You can't build something out of wood and expect it to last forever. You're supposed to have learned that from the second dumbest of the three little pigs.
Okay, that's actually kind of funny. What did you think about that, the fact that John Oliver is making fun of this being built of wood?
You know, I think that back when they were building these things, these things are several decades old, you know, 50, 60 years old. And when they were building these things, they kind of used the techniques and the construction that they could. And keep in mind, we were at war, so everything was urgent and last minute and had to be done now. And so they just built what they thought they could do. And then they thought, oh, yeah, we'll clean that up a little later when this war is done. Well, what's happened is that all of this stuff has kept sitting out here for many, many years past its designed life. And that's why we're running into such trouble. And, wood exposed to radioactive waste, not a good idea. But they just didn't think it was going to be out there for that long. And I think that he's a very smart commentator in the way that he puts facts together. But, if you knew the whole history of Hanford, that's why we're in this situation today.
Well, I want to play one more clip for you from John Oliver. Here he is talking about how much money Hanford gets from the federal government.
Hanford is a gigantic problem. And even though it hasn't produced anything for 30 years, the Department of Energy still spends nearly $2.5 billion a year on cleaning it up, which is close to 10% of its annual budget. And it is pretty weird to find out that a place you just heard about is getting that much of the DOE's money. It's like finding out that half the Department of Agriculture budget goes to this moose named Gordon. I mean, I don't know the right amount, but that seems like a lot.
Okay, I think I know the answer to this question, but you know a lot more about Hanford than I do. Is that a fair assessment of what's going on with the budget for Hanford?
I would say, hey, if you enjoy life as it now is and that we're not under a German tyranny or some sort of regime from Japan, then this country made plutonium for bombs, and they, whether that was right or not, they dropped them on Japan, ended the war, and then went into the Cold War and made a nuclear arsenal for our country. Right or wrong, there's a lot of debate on that, but what remains is this workhorse of Hanford. Hanford did that work. Hanford made this plutonium, and now it's time to clean it up. And whether you believe that that was all right or not, it remains that this waste is out here. It's hazardous. It's horrible. And it needs to be cleaned up. And the country, you know, senators and other people in the country believe that this is an obligation that the country has to Hanford to clean it up, because, and the state of Washington, because we did work on it and we did make the country safer, if you believe that. So it's kind of this, like, nobody likes to clean up their room, right? Like, and Senator Murray had this quote in one of my stories that I did a couple of years back, where she was like, nobody wants to clean up their room, and I'm the mom that has to tell them to go back and clean up their room every single time. And so it's kind of like, yeah, it's that gritty, nasty work. Everybody wants to work on smart energy or space arrays or something more exciting. But really, you just got to go clean up your room.
You just got to go clean up your room. I have to ask, I mean, this is cleaning up your room really, really large and with much higher stakes. Do you ever get just kind of bummed about covering this? It's kind of an epic problem. There doesn't seem to be a clear solution in sight.
You know, after covering this for so many years, you realize that what's happening is that the cycles of politics and the cycles of money are just too short to do the actual work out here at Hanford. You get a new president every 4 or 8 years. And so somebody comes in with a new plan. Well, they already have worked on the plan for 4 or 8 years, but they're not done yet. And so then when the whole plan changes and the priorities shift, then that plan's abandoned and a new plan comes in place. And then they start working on that for 4 to 8 years. And then a new plan comes. And after being through several of these cycles, it's just kind of interesting that the timeline of cleanup is so long, and our political will is not matched up in a very good way. Senator Patty Murray has been very long-lived in the Senate, and so has Maria Cantwell and Dan Newhouse. And so they kind of carry stuff forward, and they kind of try to keep educating new administrations about the real risk and the real work out here. But it's a hard job to keep educating people over and over again about the same work they're doing. And one last thing that I'll say is just that when money out here, you have to have money to keep the infrastructure up at Hanford. It's kind of like a big city. So there's lights, there's roads, there's infrastructure. And with inflation, all of that costs more and more as all of these things start to crumble and become older and older. So more money and more work goes to just maintaining stuff and less goes to cleanup year after year. Eventually, we'll just be keeping the lights on and we won't be doing any cleanup work. So the money really has to increase at Hanford, not decrease, to get actual cleanup done in the long range.
Northwest News Network's Anna King, thank you so much for talking with us about Hanford.
Great to talk to you, Jeannie.